first question of the day, what we make for Christmas. We made, I cooked jerk chicken on my Traeger grill. Shout out Traeger. Thank you for the grill. My wife made, Mrs. Hunley made macaroni, greens, plantains, and some oxtails. And then I also made some cornbread. So it was a lovely night, you know, very good. You know, when you eat, then go to sleep, then wake up and eat again. That was my Christmas.
So. Did you make weight this week?
No, not a chance. Not a chance. I'm trying to burn it off right now. You'll see me in the sun after this.
All right, one more go, though, Brett. What's your thoughts on this?
Going out with a bang. You know, we got one more opportunity. You know, it's a blessing just to have that opportunity. So we all got to go out there and just have some fun. Really. You know, don't make it too much. Don't make it too less. We're trying to win a game, finish 8-8 on the season, and go out on a high note.
In a strange way, Devontae, maybe not Jordy.
Yeah.
You feel more comfortable with the receivers you've got out there, seeing as you've thrown to them probably more than any others?
Yeah. You know, when you got your all your guys. But, you know, we're going to have a fun time. When you got Mike. And a lot of guys are getting sort of opportunity this week. And, you know, they showed a lot of, you know, upside last week, especially Mike out there, you know, his first time. And then this week getting out there, him and Trev and Jeff and all those guys get to sort of run around a little bit. You know, we'll be able to sling it around, and I trust those guys to get the job done.
What do you like about Michael?
Just a big dude. I mean, you know, he's just a good receiver. You know, he's been busting his butt for the past year, and he's developed every day, every week. And I cannot wait to see, you know, what he brings this week and then also what, you know, he turns into next year.
Brett, I know it wasn't the result you wanted Saturday, but
yeah.
Facing a team a second time, did it feel more comfortable? And
yeah.
Do you think it to be the same way against the Lions?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, this is my first time. Well, last week was, you know, where I get to face another divisional opponent. Already playing them in this season, so it felt a lot more comfortable for me because you sort of understand what's coming. The looks are a lot easier, you know what they're playing, and it's a lot crisper. So this week, same thing, another division opponent. You know, I've seen these guys for 2 years not playing, seen them once this year playing, so it'll be the same.
What does 8-8 mean to you trying to get to that?
Just that we, you know, it's not a losing record. You know, you just try to finish the best you can. You know, every week we try to give it all we got. And right now, you know, being 7-8, we want to finish the best possible that we can. And 8-8 is what we can finish with. So we want to get this W. It means a lot to us and I'm sure to the fans and the organization. So we're going to give it all we got.
How important is it to go into an off season with a good taste in your mouth? Because football's going to be gone for a little bit. You don't want to sit on some negative feelings.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's funny because the week after a loss, you know, you always get the next week. But, like, this last week, you know, it's a big thing going out on a win because then you sort of ride the high all the way through the off season. But, you know, it means a lot to us, not only just for that reason, but just, you know, everybody's playing for something, you know, whether it's, you know, the pride, the name on the back, the G on the helmet. You know, we all want to win, and that's what it comes down to. We're all blessed to play football. We all love playing it. It's a passion and something that we all, you know, love doing.
Brett, where do you think you are compared to week 6 going into this game?
Yeah, 9-day. It's funny. I mean, last week for the Vikings, you know, I watched the film when we played them when I got in there for the first time. But, like, you know, I'm not really watching myself. I'm just watching the defense because I completely didn't even – you know, it's like night and day when you look at where I was then to now. I just feel so much more comfortable. I have a better grasp of the offense and sort of everything. I mean, I feel 10 times better. You know, the experience I've gained this year is by far, you know, the best way to learn it. You know, you just get out there and throw into the wolves and you got to learn. And sometimes it's best to learn through the fire. So, you know, I've come away with a lot this season.
Was this experience what you expected, different than you expected in any way?
No, you know, this league is, you know, it's a tough league. And I know it wasn't going to be easy, especially just, you know, jumping in week 6 and trying to, you know, lead this team, especially when 12 goes down. But at the end of the day, you know, I knew every week was going to be a new challenge. And, you know, we battled. We've had ups. We've had downs. You know, it's never smooth. But at the same time, I think we all learned something this year.
you've been asked about those home road splits a lot here at your locker.
Yeah.
Usually when you're going to play at home, now you're going to play on the road though again.
Yeah.
Is there some confidence in the fact that you played so well in your three road starts?
Yeah. You know, I try to play well everywhere. Unfortunately, at home has not been the greatest. You know, I don't look into that, you know, seeing the statistics of home and away and then think, you know, I'm going to have a great game because you got to make the most of every opportunity, every play, every rep. And, you know, I just got to go out there and do my job.
You talk about getting thrown in the fire. Has the fire hurt your confidence at all as far as where you want to get to career-wise?
No. You know, to me, I always look at everything as far as growing. Everybody has been in, you know, the fire at one point, you know, even 12, you know, Brett Favre. If you go back in history and look at all the greats, Tom Brady, they've all been through fire. And all the quarterbacks that will be great soon, you know, in the future will go through fire. So it's all learning experiences. So, you know, down the road I'll be able to pull from all of this, especially this season, and look back on it and know what to do in these given situations.
Around October, Peter King was talking about the league in general. Several starters have gone down.
Yeah.
And teams are struggling with their backups, trying to get up to game speed. And he said, you know, I think moving forward, these teams need to realize if you're up by 21, get the guy at the backup in there with some significant snaps. Do you understand the dilemma that coaches go through in this league?
Yeah. I mean, you always want to give your starter as many reps as possible. I wouldn't say when you're up 21 just because it's so, you know, defense scores or, you know, the opposing team scores once and then you throw your starter back in there. But, you know, I can understand when you're up 4 or 5 scores, then, you know, give the guys some reps. But at the same time, it's just so tough in this league because you always – I mean, it's tough to win in this league. So it's rare that you're up 4 or 5 scores in this league in the first place. So getting to that point is a hard part, but then also just winning the game, that's – the name of the game. So it's just hard for coaches to be able to pull the trigger and say that, you know.
That said, Brett, the experience you've got in blatant blowout wins, did that simulate really what it was like when you took over? Was it still
different? Totally different. And that's the other hard part is because when you're up that many scores, typically you just run the ball and, you know, it may be a dink or dunk pass. It's not, you don't get the emotions, you don't get the, you know, critical situations, the critical third down. That's a big part of being a quarterback. It's just different. So it's hard, it's, you know, to be able to get the reps that you need in the situations that you need. So that's the problem.
Brett, looking back on it now, why do you think you weren't able to get Jordy going like he was early in the year?
You know, I couldn't put a finger on it, you know. I just throw to, you know, the matchups and to the play call. So, yeah.
Do you think you'll approach the offseason any differently, having gone through what you have?
No, I'll know a lot more as far as, you know, what to do. I mean, there'll be certain footwork things I'll have specifics on and know, you know, what to work on and stuff like that. But, you know, the approach stays the same. Just work on my weaknesses and strengths and just try to keep getting better.
I remember Coach Van Pelt a couple of years ago around November saying, and Brett's made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
So with a player like Mike Clark, practice with you on a Thursday in pads or that run through, the guy really can show off the coaches that he's made progress.
Oh yeah,
is ready for a shot like this game against Detroit.
Yeah, Clark has showed it. You know, there's a lot of these guys that, you know, GMO's a good example. Clark's another one. There's a lot of guys who have had showed out on practice squad. And, you know, you're going against the first defense. So when you're making plays there, you know, you know, you see that, all right, this guy can make plays in the game. So it's good. Mike Clark's been doing that all year.
The injuries that this team has now, some question, are they that serious? Would these players play if they were still in the playoff hunt? What's it been like to see that go on? You know, you still want to end with a win and to see these injuries take place at this point in the season when it's also out of contention?
Yeah, you know, who's ever playing is playing. I trust all the guys with, you know, as far as their injuries, you know, that's stuff that I don't personally get into. You know, that's an internal battle. You know, if there's the question and stuff, and if they're questioning, you know, whether playoffs or not, they'd be playing. I feel like that's an internal battle between, or a question, you know, about yourself. So I'm sure all the guys, you know, obviously are injured, and you know, who's ever out there will play.
What are you proudest of the way you handled the whole thing, either the playing or the preparation, people looking at you for the answer all the time? Well, what are you proudest of this whole speech?
Just not getting too low, not getting too high. You know, there's been some great moments throughout this ride, and, you know, there's been some high points and there's been some low points. But through it all, my preparation, my you know, the way I come about the game, my confidence, it hasn't wavered. And, you know, obviously, you know, it's hard when it is going up and down. And, you know, this, I haven't found the consistency I want yet. But at the same time, you know, I've been the same every week, you know, come in here, get the work done, and go out on Sunday and give them my best. So that's been the best part looking back on it.